Hi, Craig James. A look at the key economic and financial events over the coming week. Well, in truth, it's a fairly quiet week ahead for the Australian economic data. After a fairly busy a couple of weeks in terms of economic data, going back a little bit further in terms of the reporting season. But if we look ahead to the coming week, we've got a number of speeches from Reserve Bank officials. And in the current environment, we want to hear more and more from the Reserve Bank, particularly given the expectations about interest rates, where they're likely to move in the short and the longer term. We will have some detailed employment figures coming out on Thursday. This is employment by industry. It'll be able to show where the jobs are being created across the economy. We also have data on job vacancies. That's always important in a forward-looking sense in terms of the job market. And also on Thursday, we have data on wealth, the finance and wealth figures out from the Bureau of Statistics. Wealth levels in for households probably went backwards over the last quarter due to declines in both the share market and also in terms of the house market. And also finishing off the week is the financial aggregates, the private sector credit figures. In terms of the United States, a big focus in terms of housing in the United States over the coming week. We've got housing starts coming out on Tuesday, home prices also coming out on Tuesday, and pending home sales coming out on Thursday. But a lot of people will be focused very much on the economic growth figures. They'll be coming out on Thursday, the final estimate for the December quarter, likely to show growth around about 2.6% on an annual basis. And the other thing which will be in focus is the personal income and spending figures, not just for those income and spending figures, but more importantly for the all-important inflation measure, which the Federal Reserve looks at. Inflation in the United States is still very much under control despite a solid economy, just below 2%.